Welcome to Geek's Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited that you're here tonight as we talk about Disney snacks.
Whatever we want to talk about.
True.
My favorite Disney snack. Mm-hmm. I will start with a defunct, was the nachos at Hollywood Backlot.
Followed by the also defunct steak nachos at Lamplight.
But if I have to get one that exists in the park today, a Mickey pretzel.
Okay.
But I...
Which kind?
A regular...
Okay.
Go to Coke Corner, get a Mickey pretzel.
Okay.
And, he's salty. You eat his ears. It's great.
Okay.
It's great for everybody. What would yours be if you could get it today?
Cup of coffee doesn't count, does it?
No.
Okay. So not a cup of coffee.
Disney snack.
It's like the chicory cold brew to me is a snack. And that would be... off the top of my head,
okay.
Something I really enjoy. I like the pretzels at Sonoma Terrace.
Sonoma Terrace, yeah.
I like the... Probably go with that.
Yeah. But all, over everything, I would love the nachos from Hollywood Backlot.
Yeah, those are
that
good.
That they had 2 years ago.
They disappeared.
They were the best.
They're
I miss them.
Long gone.
So much. If I wasn't buying them enough, Disney, let me know. I'll fix it. I'll buy them more.
And it seemed like people were buying them. So I don't know. Yeah.
So good.
Okay. Well, speaking of things that were good, before we get into that, what should people do, Katie?
You should go into the chat and tell us what your favorite Disney snack is. Don't make fun of my weird accent tonight because I already recognize that I've had an accent on 8 different words. So don't do that
unless you can define it,
define what my accent is.
Yeah,
I would actually love if someone could define my accent, because I should not have one at all. I have lived in Southern California my whole life. My parents have lived in Southern California their whole life. My grandparents have lived in Southern California. I should not have an accent. So if anyone can figure out where it's from, that'd be cool. But yeah, go in the chat. Tell us your favorite Disney snack. I see Dole Whip, 2 votes for Dole Whip, Mickey Beignets, which is a solid choice, and Fantasia Ice Cream, which came back for a hot minute 3 years ago?
With
the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Then I see Spicy Pickle and Frozen Apple Juice.
I do love frozen apple juice. I've never had a spicy pickle.
I can't say that I have either.
Although I want one.
There you go. All right, we're going to move away from Disneyland for a little bit, and we're going to head on over to Knott's Scary Farm. Not Knott's Berry Farm right now, but Knott's Scary Farm,
ooh,
where we attended the opening night on Thursday night and had a good time, I think, a few good scares. Let's mix this up a little bit, or define it. Favorite show of the night. We're gonna go through different parts of not scary farm.
Dr. Cleaver.
I think that was mine too, actually, which surprised me, because it's basically kind of a campy magic show.
Yeah,
that has a not scary scary farm theme.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weirdly charming.
It was the absolute last thing we did. It was also, I will say, this was a...
And it was nice and short.
It was a tie for me between The Hanging and Dr. Cleaver.
Wasn't even close for me.
Oh, it was very close for me. But Dr. Cleaver was short. It was very fun. It was very campy. There were adult themes, but it was not as crude as some of the other shows could be. I thought it was fun. And the magic trick they did was fun. So... magic.
Yeah. I think it's funny though, because you've got Dr. Cleaver now at Not Scary Farm. Mm-hmm. And you've got Dr. Strange, which is also
magic,
a magic show.
Yeah,
at Disney California Adventure, and both of them are very fun. And but... I like that they're bringing classic magic into the modern world.
Yeah, because it's the girl in a box trick.
Yeah, which I just saw in a Columbo episode on Saturday.
So Dr. Cleaver is in Columbo.
He could be.
Spooky.
In fact, as I'm thinking about this episode of Columbo, there's more ways you could make that work. But I'm not going to get into all that right now. All right. So I think Dr. Cleaver is the takeaway
mm-hmm.
winner for entertainment for Not Scary Farm. How about you go to, you did the mazes for us. What was your favorite maze? And you're going to have an article up on this very soon. Yes. But what took home the cake?
Cinema Slasher.
And why?
So this is also another one that was very close for me. It was between Chilling Chambers and Cinema Slasher. Mm-hmm. Cinema Slasher has some really cool effects like makeup effects that were very cool. It also does this thing where like you walk into like a movie theater and then you walk into the screen and then you go into that horror movie, which is very, very fun.
So is it similar to, is it a Not Scary Farm version of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway? Because that's what it sounds like.
I did have that thought, yes. Kind of similar, except you do go into three different movies. And it was one of those things, it's going to sound stupid, but it was one of those things where I was like, I forgot I was in a maze at some points because it was so like, in Cinema Slasher, there's this outdoor scene where you're at a dock and there's water and all those things. And like in my head, I was like, I forgot that I was in a closed
room. Oh, so you're thinking you're outside.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so they did a good
for
job.
For me, it's working like, oh, I'm
creating this space.
Yes. So. That was exceptional, but also Chilling Chambers is really fun. That was the maze that made me realize I had been going to Not Scary Farm for 15 years, which is kind of
just a day or two.
Insane.
Yeah, no big deal.
Because I saw like there's all these references to older mazes, and there was this one where it said the years it ran, and so it like ran like 2 years. It ran so 2 seasons, mm-hmm. And I was like, I did it both those years. Oh my god. So that was my like, that's weird. But no, it's also really great. It's a very fun night of the past. But you don't have to know Scary Farm to enjoy the maze, in my opinion.
I think you don't have to know Scary Farm to enjoy any of it.
I agree. Yeah.
Like, I think you can just show up if you want to have a thrill. And I think that's something that makes Scary Farm different than the other entities like it is mm-hmm. It's scary, but it's not terrifying where... From what I've seen of other ones, they can be a bit terrifying.
Yeah, I also think that, not to do a call out of any specific things, but Halloween Horror Night at Universal Studios is extremely dependent on if you have seen those intellectual properties or not. Mm-hmm. Stranger Things, The Last of Us, mm-hmm. Chucky, like these are things that's like, well, if you've seen it, you're gonna understand what we're doing a lot more. And that's what I really enjoy about Not Scary Farm is that 98% of the time they're doing original content. They're doing things that, and in my opinion, my favorite thing that they do, based upon its own lore. So Origins is a true Knott's original because it is the Curse of Calico. Chilling Chambers is fully self-referential, but you don't have to understand.
Which
the references,
taking it back to Disneyland, that's some of my favorite things about attractions like Pirates of the Caribbean, mm-hmm. Haunted Mansion, where you get there a story that lives on in itself. Like, yeah. It doesn't need the IP, it doesn't need the movie. And I think strong storytelling is always strong storytelling, and that's why those attractions work so well. And yeah. I would love to see more of those that develop into their own IPs mm-hmm. down the line in the future and be a lot of fun. All right. Next is Scare Zones. I did go through all of the Scare Zones mm-hmm. and filmed all of them. Which one was your favorite?
Boring 20s.
Okay.
Easy. I love, I was just talking about this last night, I think. I have this thing for vintage era aesthetics and music and all that fashion combined with horror. So it's why the Fallout series is my favorite video game of all time, because it's all retros, retro 50s. That's the aesthetics, that's the fashion, that's the music, that's everything, but it's combined with nuclear war and it's terrifying. So I just think it's something of this like revisionary history of, we know it doesn't end like that, but that's how it goes. And so Goring 20s is Prohibition era. They also expanded upon this in a maze this year, which is really good. There is a devil's elixir that is, they are making it because of prohibition and people are drinking it and it's turning them into monsters effectively.
Which I tried and it was okay.
I did not have any devil's elixir and I should have.
I didn't actually see it the night we were there. I saw it during the preview night.
If I'd gone looking for it, I think I could have found
probably.
It. It's just very fun because you have the combination of like flapper girls and gangsters and the people that are like, help me, I don't want this. And then the people that are like, hey, what are you doing? Like, it's fun. It's a good time.
It is
fun.
I
love Goring 20s.
And I will always like Ghost Town Streets. Like, yeah. That's just, it's classic. It's fun. It's spooky. It's got fog everywhere. Best pictures come from there, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And my only complaint about not Scary Farm is you really need more than one night to do it. Yeah. Because even with the, what is it called? The Fright Lane. Even with the Fright Lane, it's basically impossible to do everything you want to do. If you want to get the show moments, mm-hmm. you want to do the scare zones, you want to do the mazes, you want to see the shows. And oh yeah, do you want to eat too? Because that takes time also.
Yeah.
But
I will say, this is just two minor PSAs that I would like to put out there. One, we saw people of all ages using the Nobu necklace. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it was working out great.
Especially for kids.
Yeah.
Like that was something I hadn't necessarily thought of.
Yeah. There are people that their kids want to experience that and they want to see the things that are like scary and they, or their friends are doing it or whatever. Nobu necklaces are great. Point two, and this happened to us and I'm sure it happened to other people. Don't try to be scare actors if you're not one. Don't try to touch people in fog.
Absolutely don't.
Don't do that, please. I'm sure the good people of Watching Geeks Corner are not the people that are doing that. But like, if you see somebody doing that that you know, say, hey, maybe don't do that. That's not fun. I also don't think that would end well for somebody trying to do that as a little funny thing. But just be respectful of other people, whether it be a Nobu necklace, whether it be somebody else's experience. Just let people enjoy things. That's my soapbox.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. And so there is an article up on the website about the frame, the not Scary Farm Fright Lane. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to call it the frame. The frame.
Yeah.
That's, you know, whatever.
Typing it was very hard. I had to check it every single time.
But check it out. Probably worth getting. But
I think it is.
Read the review and decide for yourself.
I also give you a tip on how to save some money if you do want to get the Fright Lane. So... Mm-hmm. I personally recommend it for the way that I like to do Not Scary Farm. You can read my review and decide if that's the way that you want to do Not Scary Farm.
There you go. All right. Moving away from Not Scary Farm and back over to Disneyland. This weekend, we got to stop by Disneyana and spend some time with Brett Iwan, the voice of Mickey Mouse, who also happens to be an incredible artist. We bought a couple pieces of his art, got it signed. You could have two. Make sure you watch his Instagram because he always has... where he's appearing show up next. We've also got an article about it up on the website you can check out as well. But what was your quick feelings about visiting Brett in Disneyana?
Obviously, Brett Iwan is a friend of Geeks Corner. He has been on before. He is a lovely human being. And I think that was my takeaway is just that even watching him interact with other guests, doing signings, all of those things, he's so gracious. He's very funny. He's very kind. It's everything that you would want an experience with the voice of Mickey Mouse.
He's kind of Mickey Mouse. Like, it is funny because he is a little bit of that character.
He is.
Yeah.
He's very much like leader of the pack, gets things done, but also includes other people and is very kind. The art that he was signing was the National Parks series that he has done. Mm-hmm. So we do have something coming to the set very soon. We just need to get it framed.
And figure out where it's going.
Figure out where it's going. It's
I have thoughts.
Bigger than we expected it to be, which mm-hmm. is exciting. But yeah, no, Brett's just, he's just lovely. And it was so fun. We got to introduce a friend of ours to Brett, and it was very funny to watch him walk away from the experience and be like
geeking out.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's actually like that. I'm like, that's real life. Yep. Yeah.
He's just fun.
So yeah, that was my takeaway. Warm fuzzies.
Totally agree. And if you get the chance, buy his art because Well, I just think it's magical because you're having Mickey Mouse or the voice of Mickey Mouse paint Mickey Mouse, and there's something really cool about that. And yes, he's a very good artist. And if you might have seen it during the pandemic, if you saw over my shoulder on some of the shows when we were doing the show from our offices, I believe there was a drawing that Brett did for me very early on of Mickey Mouse that might have been in a couple of the shots. I don't know. Maybe I'll take a picture of it and show you all.
I will say there was this very like primal part of my brain, I guess you could say, where I'm watching him sign. And when it says your pals, Brett Iwan and Mickey Mouse, I was like, oh my God.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he added an S. And like, no, it's only one. No,
Mickey's Mouse.
No, your pals.
Mm-hmm. No, but it was just this like, oh my God, Mickey Mouse. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. That might just be me, but that's okay.
That is true. Before we go into IndieCam this week, I do see in the chat that our good friend Caleb saw that Mr. Daps was on Lou Mangello's WW Radio this week. And if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to it, head on over to wwradio.com and you can hear 10 reasons why, or 10 more reasons 10 why more reasons. You should go to the Disneyland, or to Disneyland, I think is just what it is.
To the Disneyland Resort or something.
Is that what
like
it
that.
Is? Yeah.
It's I'm messing phenomenal. Up.
But Lou and I had a blast recording it yesterday, and he added up so fast. Like, I was very impressed.
Very impressive.
But he's a very gracious and fun host, and we had a blast together a month ago. Whenever Tiana's Palace opened, we had a fun day together eating lunch and chatting with people, and so that led to this podcast. So head on over and leave a comment and review his podcast, because that always helps everybody, and hopefully you have fun doing it at the same time. All right, it is perhaps your favorite time of the show.
My favorite time.
It's IndieCam. Enjoy this from earlier today.
So what I think is funny about that is that his grandma bought a skeleton and a pumpkin little toy, and Indy got first pick of which one he wanted, and then his cousin Desi got the other one. She had hers ripped up in 12 hours, maybe. Actually just had disposed of the carcass because it was gone. And his pumpkin is still fully...
Oh yeah, he loves it.
Yeah, he treats it very kindly and respectfully. Also, yes, his ears are very floppy. I'm very glad he did not get his dad's satellite ears, because his dad's ears are huge. Just like...
So the thing with Andy is every day, all of his toys end up in the kennel or in this basket. And every day he's like, oh no, they can't stay in the kennel. I'm going to take them out one by one and put them everywhere. And so you find them everywhere. They're in the living room. They're in the kitchen. Sometimes they end up in the backyard. You don't know.
But it's his banana. It's his pumpkin. It's his octopus. It's like...
So this week I was having a very hard time, because I usually try to get about a minute of Indy doing one thing for IndieCam, and he was not cooperating at all, which might have been the theme of the week. And and finally today I was working and I noticed he was goofing off, and so I started filming him, and then he stopped and he just stared at me, which that one didn't end up because that was only 15 seconds. And I was like, well, that's not an indie cam. And then he started doing, like, I noticed him like laying and starting to look at the toy again. I'm like, oh, I think he's about to do something. And so I started it over, and that's what you got today.
I love that you got, I sent Taryn a photo last night because I am soup sitting for them this week for a little Panera black bean soup. But I sent a photo of Indy because he was laying on his back trying to play with toys. And I'm like, kid, that doesn't work like that.
So he does his thing.
I'm very glad that you got video of that because it was so funny because he wants to lay on his back.
He's a weirdo.
And play with toys. He doesn't want to flip over.
No, no. All right.
Soup sitting.
We got a new Doctor Who trailer this week for the 60th anniversary special. Specials. There's three episodes, actually. And what did you think? Actually, first give your Doctor Who background. And then share what you thought of it, just because I think that opens up things.
Cool. I was a chronically ill teenager. And so what I did most of the time, because I was not out having fun, was watched all of TV shows. So Doctor Who was one of them. I watched up to what had existed at the time, which I think was end of David Tennant, beginning of Matt Smith, would have been when I was in high school. I didn't really care for Matt Smith as a doctor. I loved David Tennant, which I know is a very common opinion, is like, I kind of fell off Doctor Who after David Tennant. But that is.
And then what'd you think of the trailer?
I did have to ask questions because it has
been. Which were answered.
10 years.
Like, I didn't actually need to answer them.
It has been 10 years since.
Yeah.
I really watched Doctor, well, more than 10 years. Like, 13, mm-hmm. But they were answered very quickly. It's fun to see the dynamic of the 10th Doctor and Donna Noble return. I also love Donna Noble.
Technically the 14th Doctor now, which is a weird.
Yes, but it's.
Like, I'm noticing that's in all of the materials that are going out. They're like, it's the 14th Doctor. And I'm like, there's a reason they're saying this, I feel like.
I'm sure. But it's,
maybe
I love
just for numbers, who knows.
I love Donna Noble as a companion, so I think that it's just very fun. I also think that Neil Patrick Harris is very captivating as a Doctor
Who
villain.
He's a very good villain. I'm way more intrigued by that than I thought I would.
I just love the stereotypical nice guy playing a villain. I think David Tennant is one of the best Marvel villains to exist ever because he's so like, you're like, oh, it's David Tennant, he's nice, but he's like creepy and evil. So I'm very excited to see Neil Patrick Harris as a Doctor Who villain because I'm like, oh my God.
His accent's hilarious.
It is.
Like, I think that's great. I predict, and I'm seeing in the chat also, that there are going to be a lot of tears.
Get your tissues.
Throughout maybe just the third episode of this special, but probably all three. Like, I think they're going to set the whole thing up and then just hit us hard in the head.
But also the 14th Doctor reveal at the end of the trailer.
15th.
I
think so.
Anyway, and so I will say, good.
I will say I'm almost caught up on Doctor Who. The last couple of Doctors I've had a harder time connecting with in the same way that I did some of the earlier ones. And I think it's a writing thing, to be completely honest, because I've gone back and watched some of the David Tennant and Matt Smith stuff. And I just like
the feel.
The feel's better. The music's much better. Like, I actually think the Matt Smith era has the best music for Doctor Who. And I believe it's the guy that did James Bond that did it at that time, too. But
I have a question for you.
Amy Pond is amazing. Donna Noble's great. Yeah.
I just realized I never asked you. Have you ever watched Old Who? Or have you only ever
watched New Who? I've watched some Old Who, and I wanted to go back and watch more. It was like on PBS a couple years ago or something. And mm-hmm. So I was watching them then, and I was kind of like doing a bounce back and forth. And then I went looking for it a few weeks ago, and I found an article that said, want to watch Old Who? You can't.
Oh.
Because I couldn't find it.
That
was the article headline, though.
I've only ever watched New Who.
It's different. It's fun. Like, it's kind of like watching old Star Trek versus
I would assume
modern, you know.
Yeah, I will say So I watched this trailer and all I could think was Tumblr 2014 is back, baby. Nobody reboot Supernatural or Sherlock because it'll be over for everyone. If the like we can't have Super Hulock come back.
I would love to see Sherlock come back.
No, you did not live through Tumblr in 2014, okay? This is you rarely get to see our age gap in real life, but this is it. I lived through Tumblr for 2014. I was in the trenches in Tumblr 2014.
I still would like Sherlock to come back.
Do you want Supernatural to come back too?
Don't care. But we're talking Doctor Who. I don't care about that
stuff. I'm kidding.
I'm super stoked for this, and the only thing I'm a little bit upset about is we don't know when the next season's coming. So we can hope it's sooner rather than later, because we need more Doctor Who, especially this. It looks like they've got everything heading in the right direction. So finally, for our last anniversary of the night, first we had the 50th of Not Scary Farm.
Yeah.
Then we had 60th for Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And now we have the 100th for the Walt Disney Company.
Many years.
And with that comes Once Upon a Studio, and we have a trailer. What did you think of this trailer?
I think it's really cute. I also think there's something so impressive about blending animation styles, because you have 3D animated characters holding 2D animated characters in multiple points, actually. Like Moana holds Flounder.
It's an impressive...
Louisa holds Noah's favorite, Home on the Range, which we're not going to talk about.
I just hope there's some behind the scenes making ofs at some point that are much longer than the actual short.
I would love that.
Because I feel like you could almost do like a motion picture length documentary on the making of Once Upon a Studio.
Yeah.
And I would watch the whole thing multiple times.
Very Waking Sleeping Beauty-esque. Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Don Hahn has to be behind this.
Don Hahn does have to be behind it.
Don Hahn, it's all about you, man.
Come on, Don Hahn.
Make it happen.
But I love this. I think it's very fun. And it was one of those things where I watched the trailer, I put my critical brain behind me, and I just smiled. It's just fun. It's happy. It's all of our favorite characters doing fun things and taking a group photo. And it's just cute.
Yep. I agree.
I like it.
And we're going to see Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman.
So then everybody will really cry. It will be fantastic, and it is showing in front of some of the movies that are being shown at the El Capitan Theater right now. So if you're in the LA area, you can go see some movies with Once Upon a Studio in front of them already. Otherwise, wait for October 15th for the Disney 100 celebration on ABC, and you can watch it then right after America's Funniest Home Videos, because that makes sense.
Didn't know that was still on, but
they're doing a special.
Was it Tom Bergeron that used to host that?
He did it. And then what's the guy that was from Full House?
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget was like the one I grew up with. And he was fantastic.
Well, I was trying to think, obviously, like Bob Saget.
I think
Saget
Tom was after, like yes, the one after Bob.
He was. But I was trying to.
And I don't remember after that, because after Tom, it was kind of like, what's the point?
Yeah.
But it'll be good. It'll be good. So there's, I think it's 543 characters I saw.
525,600, actually.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
I was in the In-N-Out drive-thru the other day, and one of the workers was singing that, and I got scared. I was like, I'm not ready for this.
Wait, what?
Seasons of Love.
Oh.
525,600.
Okay, yeah. Minutes.
Minutes?
Yeah, I've heard of this.
525,000 moments, oh dear.
Okay.
Anyway.
543 Disney characters. Is that what I said? That was off the top of my head. So
I
just had to look
it
up as you were talking. Yeah, that's a lot. So I hope somebody goes through and counts every one of those and makes a list.
I couldn't even do it for Wondrous.
It could just show up on IMDb and that would be fine too. Because I want to know every one of those 543 Disney characters that ends up on this. Don't you?
Yeah. I just read the chat.
Okay. That's good. Reading the chat is great.
I'm sorry. For if you're listening to this in podcast form, or if you don't have access to the chat that we can see, Taryn just said in the chat, if I pulled up to In-N-Out and someone was singing Rent, I would request a refund.
to your rent or to your In-N-Out?
To your In-N-Out.
We are in Geeks Corner Plus time now. If you have any questions you'd like us to respond to, let us know in the chat, and we will be keeping our eyes open at that for the next couple of minutes.
The whole title song is that they're not going to pay rent. So how would they get a refund on their rent if they're not going to pay it?
Because most people are paying their rent.
They literally go, "We're not going to pay rent. Rent.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I went through a really big rent phase when I was a kid, which is a horrifying phrase to say. When I was a kid, I actually remember I saw it when I was in eighth grade for my birthday. And I remember a teacher going, "You're going to go see Rent?" Like, they were very concerned. But yeah, no, yeah.
There we go.
The Rent, Christopher Columbus, 2005. Great movie. I wish they didn't cut out Halloween, but that's beside the point.
See, I didn't care for the movie as much.
That was my introduction to it.
It's much better on stage.
Well, yeah, but that was my
Taryn does have a good point, because there is a line, "How are we gonna pay last year's rent?" So you assume this is gonna combine. So you're not just missing 1 month of rent.
No.
You're missing like a year of rent, and it's New York or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So you know it's ridiculously overpriced. So yeah. It's probably a beat up building without anything in it, and it's still like $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
So what is that, 60 grand that they owe one person?
It's also during the 80s. So it's like,
okay, so it's 2,500. So we'll say it's 30 grand.
Sure. Well, they all say they're not going to pay last year's rent or this year's rent or next year's rent. That's a lot.
Just run away.
If we're getting into, yeah, honest. Well, that's why they start squatting in Act 2.
Because that always works.
Technically,
so well.
We're squatters. There's hope, but just in case, rope. Sorry. This is where Mr. Knapps would be a part of the Hulockian part of Tumblr in 2014 because he didn't do Supernatural. So he would be, I don't like Mishapocalypse. Lost on him, would not understand it. Also in the Disney realm, but I don't think in the like aesthetic pastel with quotes on it part of Tumblr.
That was Haley.
That was Haley, and that's how
I actually
Haley
was very aware of what was going on in Tumblr. I just didn't participate that much.
I know, but I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually fun fact for those of you who might not know it, or if you do know it, I'm gonna tell you again. It's probably been a couple years. That is how Haley Epperson and I met, is that she was very big on Tumblr famous, as the kids called it. I found out that she was in Southern California. We attended a high school theater festival at the same time, and it was Haley and Dapper Hannah, because it was Haley the Hatter, Dapper Hannah, and I was like, oh my gosh, my celebrities. And we met, they had their animator dolls, because this was also the time of animator dolls. And that's how Haley and I became friends.
There you go.
The internet's weird.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
It's also basically how you and I became friends.
There you go. Welcome to the internet.
Welcome to the internet. You don't know the song. It's okay. You kind of know it.
I've heard it.
It comes out of my car.
There you go.
Revenge.
All right. We're running out of time, Katie. What should people do?
I almost forgot my thing. Go to DashMagic.com. Check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. Subscribe to our mailing list and find our Patreon, where lots of fun things happen.
Including lots of pictures of Indy. Also, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are getting very close to 80,000 subscribers, and you can help us get there, or just get your friend, neighbor, grandma, whatever. Get them all to subscribe, and maybe we'll get to 80,000 and then 100,000. We can get that really cool plaque that can go right behind us somewhere.
We're losing space. We'll find place.
We will find space. Maybe right here. That'd be a good spot, right? No?
Stressful.
All right. Well, that is all the time we have for you this week. We will see you round the corner.
Bye.